Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. The Upper House inquiry into same-sex marriage received almost 26,000 written submissions, 8,500 of those in support. That's the most submissions ever received by a Senate inquiry in Australia. Some concern, though, from gay groups that almost 9,000 of the submissions against are single-line pro forma statements from a variety of Christian groups. Since submissions closed in late August, the inquiry has heard from human rights and gay activists, academics, same-sex couples and religious figures.
Meantime, Sarah Hanson-Young's upping the ante on the inquiry. She's told the ABC she hopes the bill's discussed in Parliament next year and given a conscious vote.
What I'm calling for the Prime Minister to do is to allow for my bill to be debated in the Parliament and grant his members a conscience vote so that we can get a true reflection of how the Australian community is feeling.
The Senate committee will reveal their findings later this month.
Single-parent families and same-sex couples are in the firing line in a surrogacy debate in Queensland's Parliament. The Liberal National Party has introduced a bill to tighten the surrogacy laws that Labor plans to loosen. Lawrence Springborg, Deputy Opposition Leader, wants surrogacy for heterosexual couples only and has introduced a private bill in an attempt to hijack the government's plans to decriminalise altruistic surrogacy. Springborg's bill will be put to a conscience vote.
Public civil ceremonies are now legal in the nation's capital. Couples in the ACT will now have the option to legally tie the knot in front of loved ones after the Greens bill was passed. Openly gay Minister Andrew Barr welcoming the decision as he gave an emotional speech in support of the move. But don't start celebrating as the new law could still be blocked by the federal government.
Mark November 28 down in your diary. Equal Love will again be running rallies in capital cities in support of same-sex marriage.
Everybody who stands for human rights and equal rights needs to, not just show their support on Facebook, but actually come along on November 28 and do what you can to get your friends and family along.
That's organiser Annie Hogg, who says the demonstrations will come just 2 days after the Senate inquiry releases its report. Visit equallove.info for more details.
After 3 years on death row, 3 Iranian men accused of being gay are preparing to die. All were under 18 when arrested and international law forbids the execution of minors. But the lawyer representing 2 of the men doubts this will stop the Iranian government from carrying out the sentence. He believes their execution is imminent.
Salt Lake City's Mormon Church has supported City Hall in its push to protect gays and lesbians from discrimination in employment and housing. The first time the church has actively supported equality laws, the move has pleased many but angered conservatives. A year ago, the church said that it supports gay rights that don't interfere with traditional family. This recent action is consistent with that statement.
An unusual role for Nicole Kidman. The Oscar winner will play the real-life story of a transsexual man, while his wife will be played by Gwyneth Paltrow. The film's based on a book called The Danish Girl, telling the story of the first man to ever get a sex change, and should hit screens here in 2011.
And briefly in other news, Fred Nile, morals campaigner, founder of the Christian Democrats and longtime opponent of gay rights, has announced he won't seek re-election in 2015. Sweden's progressive Lutheran Church has ordained its first lesbian bishop. And if you've always wanted to get your gear off in the name of art, Spencer Tunick, renowned for his nude art installations, will be creating a new work at next year's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras in Sydney.
To QNN Sport, players at Ireland's only gay football club, Dublin Devils, have labelled the coming out of a GAA star an inspiration.
Who was there?
Who was there on the day? It was my dad, my mum, my brother Connor, who was in the audience, and my sister Tressa.
And what did you say?
I told him as it was.
Donald O'Cusack there on RTE's The Late Show. Reps from the German Gay Games, which get underway next year, are in the US encouraging people to get involved. And Larry Johnson's now without a club. Kansas City giving him the flick after those gay slurs he made to the media and on Twitter.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.